Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. to praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise. Hallelujah.
Is. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. Come on, let's open up our mouth and just thank God right now. Come on and enter in with all faith, surrendering all over to God, withholding nothing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come casting all your cares, your fears, your burdens down right now, amen. And just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in your life and those that you love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the crown Psalm 25 on today, amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust you. Let me not be ashamed in thee. Let no one who waits and you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Amen. Show us, oh God, your ways, oh Lord. Teach us your paths, oh God. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. On you we will wait all the day. Remember, oh Lord, your tender mercy and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do not remember the sins of our youth nor our transgressions according to your mercy. Amen. Remember us, O God, for your goodness sake, O Lord. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Amen. To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, he himself shall dwell, his prosperity and his descendants shall inherit the earth. Turn yourself to us, O Lord, and have mercy on us, O God, for we are desolate and afflicted. Look on our affliction, O God, and our pain, and forgive all our sins. Amen. Keep our soul and deliver us. Let us not be ashamed, for we put our trust in you. Hallelujah. Let integrity and uprightness preserve us, for we wait for you, O God. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for this set time that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Heavenly Father, it is not, hallelujah, our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what your will is. Amen. By grace given to us, show us how to not exceed ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than any other. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual gifts that you have given us. Amen. That we may prophesy in portion. Amen. To our faith and to teach according to your precious word, and to exalt and to give liberty and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us, oh God, to harbor, oh God, what is evil and cling to what is good. Amen. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another, and honor and hallelujah, and give preference to one another. Amen. Not lacking in diligence to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs, hallelujah, of the saints. Amen. And be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse us, amen, and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Amen. We will be one of the same minds for one another, and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. Amen. We will not be wise in our own opinions. And we will not repay anyone evil. For your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Amen. Therefore, we will live peacefully with all people. Amen. And be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Lord, we will offer drink to the thirsty. Amen. Hallelujah to our thirsty enemy and food to the one that's hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray on today, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we come on tonight praying with a heart of repentance, amen, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to 1 John 1 and 9, oh Lord, forgive us for all our sins and known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespasses and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow, oh Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. By faith we receive our forgiveness. Amen. By faith we receive our deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness right now and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Heavenly Father, right now that you would shut any doors that need to be shut in our lives and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, to our properties, to our automobiles, workplaces, businesses, finances, ministries, spouses, workplaces, our children, their schools, their works, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, deliver us, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, deliver us, oh God, from those, hallelujah, that are not from you, oh God. Oh, Lord, deliver us from the wicked one, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out of the land right now, that we, your children, may, hallelujah, may enjoy this life in peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, help us on today. Lord, we need your help right now, and we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Oh, Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. But, amen. And Father God, forgive us of any misdemeanor, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, and hard-heartedness. Father God, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word. And then with your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Then the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeem. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh Lord, have your way right now. We command every spirit of, hallelujah, a double mindedness to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of a disobedience, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, anxiety, pride, suicide, homicide, addiction, jealousy, hallelujah, death and destruction, guilt, shame and condemnation, poverty, lack and debt, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction and viruses. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will see your glory upon us, oh God, and know that we are your children and we belong to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would divinely intervene every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let breakthrough come, oh God, in our healing. Breakthrough in our finances. Breakthrough in our support, oh God. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our jobs and employment. Amen. Breakthrough in our businesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let deliverance come, oh God, that we may be delivered, oh God. Right now, oh God. Hallelujah. And I command right now every generational spirit that came to us during conception in the womb and the birth canal and through the umbilical cord to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break all spoken curse and negative words that we have spoken over our lives and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break and destroy all spoken curse and negative words spoken by others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, I break and destroy all legal rights of every generational spirit operate behind the curse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have no legal right to operate in our lives and those in our family. I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our life and my ancestors right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, turn every curse to holy spoken into our life and to a blessing right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on tonight. Oh, God, this new day. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you would send your warring angels, oh God, to war on our behalf. Amen. We call upon angels and archangels, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel and Archangel Raphael, Cherubim, Seraphim, Thrones, Principalities, Virtues, Corinthians, Dominions, Powers, and a Thousand Leagues of Angels to surround our home. Amen. Our life, our peace, our marriage, our children, our finances, our business, our families. Amen. God, tell you, God, please shine your holy light upon us, oh God. Cocoon us in your holy light and sure nothing evil, bad spirits, or anything negative comes near us. Amen. In case every member in our family in your holy bubble of light. Amen. Archangel Michael, dig your holy sword into our homes. Encasing it with God's powerful protective light. Ensure that, hallelujah, that which comes from God comes through and nothing else. I ask that the four archangels to be in every room. And hallelujah, each archangel to face the north, the south, the east, and the west. I open us up right now. Every hallelujah, I decree and declare that we're open and receptive to God and hallelujah and nothing ever. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, amen. All that you're doing and all of what you're about to do in our lives. But in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Let healing spring up right now. We call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Let every need be met right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Let peace come and be still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is our shepherd. Amen. Lead and guide us and direct us in the way that you will help us to go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we will truly be blessed and protected by you. Amen. We call upon you, Jehovah Mekadishkema, the Lord who sanctifies us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make us new and make us whole, oh God. Do a new thing in us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we want to be changed. Hallelujah. Go before Jehovah Gabor. Strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and valor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We come on tonight to thank you, oh God. We offer for praise and thanksgiving on tonight. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, because it's you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. It is you that have created us, oh God, and we decree and declare that we are, hallelujah, created, hallelujah, by you, beautifully and wonderfully made by you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen or, hallelujah, ears have not heard or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children, to give us an expectancy and a hope and a future. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, all that have an ear on tonight to hear, God, let them hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. And open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour our blessings upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the overflow of blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can thank you, Lord. But yet and still, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we love you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. We bless your holy name, Lord. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith, which is for, hallelujah. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that's operating in our lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we love you. Lord, we give it all over to you now for eternity, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord, and we pray for those that will be traveling on today in this midnight hour, in the wee hours of the morning and throughout the day. We pray for traveling grace for ourselves and every family member and loved one. And Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy, oh God, hallelujah. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, and those in our family members and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and round about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place, everywhere our feet may tread, or their feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, covers them and protects them, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And everything that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare turnaround on today. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, everything that's concerning us, oh God, your children, the body of Christ, that you would divinely intervene right now, Father God, and turn it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We know you'll be a way-making God, oh God, that you're able to make a way where it seems to be no way. Where the way seems like it has come to an end, where it's been shut up, oh God, you're able to make a way. And we just want to say thank you for making a way for us, your children. And we love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Well, let the fruit of your Spirit take root in us all, that we may operate according to the fruit of your Spirit, oh God, that all will know we belong to you. We thank you, Lord God, as we enter in to receive on tonight your word. We ask, Lord God, that you allow the scripture to take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And Lord, we ask that you let us receive, Lord God, divine understanding and knowledge and wisdom of your word that we can apply to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, O Lord. That we will be doers of your word. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we will not be denied. There will be no more setbacks on missed opportunities. Amen. No more delays. Oh God, we thank you that your blessings have come. Amen. That your favor is here. Amen. That breakthrough is here. That healing is here. Deliverance is here. We just want to say thank you as we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed, hallelujah, with righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, everyone that's on the line. Come on, let's just thank him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're still here while we have life. Amen. And we can still thank our Heavenly Father. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's thank him right now. Amen. We just thank God on tonight. We're still here. God has kept us. Amen. Amen. God is doing a new thing for his children in the body of Christ. We would just receive it In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we can just believe it and receive it, no matter what it looks like or
yes,
feel
Lord.
Like right now. God is still able to do all things but fail. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I hope you all can hear me good tonight. It seems like the line is a little cracking up a little bit here. So let's see here. Is it breaking up for y'all again?
No.
Is it not breaking up?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Everything is good.
Okay, it sounds like it's breaking up on my end. Welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight. Amen. And once I call your name, as we do every night at midnight, we want to know how you're doing and at this midnight hour. If it's your first time here with us on the line at midnight, we normally start off, we enter in prayer, and then we definitely call each and everyone's name. We'll know how you're doing. And then we'll have scripture, and then we'll have our prayer petition, and then I'll close it out in our prayer that I've been led to pray over each night. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to start with Sharon. God bless you. Welcome, Aunt Sharon. Welcome this midnight hour, and how you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
I am blessed. Highly favored. And thank you for that prayer, because I needed that. It lifted me right on up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you to be on the line tonight. You've been committed to the prayer call and coming in agreement each night here. We just thank God for you. Ain't sharing. It's definitely a blessing. Amen. I just thank God for it. I'm just excited about it. Though I may go through some things, I have to get in position. Amen. So I definitely thank God for you. I love you. And thank you for being on the line again tonight. Hallelujah.
I'm a work in progress. I can feel the Holy Spirit moving. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed and enjoyed that prayer and keep on giving those prayers. And I thank the Lord for having a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank God for your commitment to be on the line at midnight each night. Glory to God. Can't nobody
Hallelujah.
Do it like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm sleepy. My leg hurts.
Oh, no.
But I'm still here. Yeah, the sucker been hurting for about 30 minutes. But I'm still here.
My Lord, my God, some of the prayers that we'll be praying here tonight is for boldness and for healing. And come against the spirit of infirmity. So we'll be lifting you up. And, Lord, we just thank you that you have given us the power that we could decree a thing and it shall be established if you place your hand where it hurts. That, Lord, we just want to say thank you for healing right now. We command every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we need your healing virtue, the healing anointing, oh God, in the body of your daughter right now. We're touching a mighty way, oh God, and we decree and declare healing has springed forth right now, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, increase our faith to receive the healing, amen, to see the deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you. That even right now, God, that she'll be in perfect peace. The peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just want to say thank you as we declare the care of you. And amen. You speak of hope and we declare the care of victory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Mom. We thank God for you.
Amen.
To be on the line every night we've been on here, I just thank God for you. It means a lot. Amen. I don't know this number, 832-427-9005. God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Good morning. This is Ryan, first time on the line.
Oh,
hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. And Ryan, how'd you hear about the prayer call?
Twan, my friend Twan, sent me the link.
We're happy to have you on the line. We pray that this won't be your last time on the line. We pray that all that you've come from tonight, that you come expecting and trusting God for it. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for
Amen.
You, Ryan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Let's have minister Twan. God bless you, Twan. How you doing this midnight hour?
Wake up.
Twan?
Yes, I'm here. One second.
I'm filled
with the Holy Spirit and
Amen.
I knew that tonight. I kept feeling in my spirit that this line was gonna be on fire.
Glory.
And the past 2 weeks, God has been speaking to me in my dreams. And the dreams have been really, initially the dreams have been intimidating because I've had encounters with the enemy, I've had encounters with human beings that the devil has used. And in one instance, I was being robbed at gunpoint. And yesterday, this morning, I had a dream that I was involved in a school shooting, and I was shot in my back. And I woke up. I'm sorry. Ooh.
That's okay.
Okay, I woke up shaking. I woke up shaking, but what God has shown me was two verses, was James 4:7, God also showed me 1 Peter 5:8, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the verse, but God showed me those two verses 2 weeks ago, and I keep being brought back to those verses. And all in all, what the Holy Spirit has shown me is that the devil is using a lot of people, and it's a lot of targets. It's a lot of targets on even the kids that, you know, God has allowed me to experience things in my dreams that I probably wouldn't feel or see in the physical, but He allowed me to feel it and see it in the spiritual. And what the devil is doing is using people and taking their lives to make it think that they belong to Him. And and I kept thinking to myself, why am I running into these dreams? Why am I scared? You know, why am I fearful of my life? And God showed me that this is not, that God had to remind me that I need to be vigilant. I need to be sober because the devil comes to kill, steal, seek, and devour Roman. You know, you have to be very, very vigilant. And then God also showed me, not that I don't have to be scared. God showed me James 5, James 4 and 7. And God showed me James 4 and 7. It says, therefore, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And God told me, you don't have to be scared. You need to put your full armor on each and every day. Put your full armor on from your head to your feet. And then I get to thinking about Peter. I get to thinking about John the Baptist. I get to thinking about Paul. And they were all beheaded, fighting a spiritual fight. And I was reminded that, you know, you can't continue to fight with anger. You know, you can't continue to fight with the weapons that the world gives. You got to fight spiritually. And I'm crying because God just said that there's going to be a rebirth of the nation. You know, everybody that the devil has made them think that they belong to him, God is going to take them back. God is going to give them new eyes to see, new ears to hear. There's going to be a rebirth of the nation, So, you know, I'm sorry that I'm crying. I hope y'all can understand.
All right.
It took a lot to get on this line today. So,
amen. Use your bank.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the gift that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come against every attack, oh God, because we have the power that you give, the spirit, God. So we just want to say thank you for revelation, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that you're moving. We thank you for turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that, hallelujah, that you're giving the power to come against it right now. So we come against every spiritual attack against the body of Christ with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the power of victory right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we speak your word. We believe your word, not that of man, amen. And we will not be denied. We will not take in the counterfeits or substitutes, amen. We will not fall for the schemes and the techniques, amen, of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare the power that anyone that's been sent by the cap of the enemy has been cut down right now and pushed back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. That the enemy is paralyzed and is worse right now, amen. That they come to nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree the cast of confusion upon the camp of the enemy, that they will turn and devour themselves up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ until they come to nothing. Hallelujah, God. And we decree the cast of victory, and we will stand and know that you are still God, and you're still able, amen. It all belongs to you, and all is in your hands. And we just want to say thank you that we're in your hands, amen. And that nothing can snatch us out of your hand, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Amen. Thank you for sending your only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, that we don't have to fear what man can do. Amen. Because we belong to you. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness. Amen. And it is so. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We say, to God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Lord. We thank God for you. Thank you for pressing on in to get on the line, because that's what the enemy wants to keep you back from what God has for you to do, amen. What he does is try to make us to be in fear, to live in fear, and that we won't be, we become paralyzed, and you know, in our walk with Christ, amen. So God bless you, God keep you, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Sherry, Mama Sherry Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How are you doing this midnight hour?
God bless you all tonight, and I always say it's a blessing
to be with my sister in prayer.
Amen.
Because he said, where they are two or three, he will be there. And we don't have to worry. Just put on the whole armor of God, and he will take care of us. But we have to be and
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Mama said, Lord, it's so good to have you on the line each night. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
We do have Pastor Dorsey Manning on the line tonight. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight
hour?
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I thank God for the opportunity to be on and, you know, to hear the testimonies and hear the prayer requests and just to hear everybody's voice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good to hear
your
voice.
Glory to
God. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity once again. Amen. Though we go through some things in this life, amen, we just got to understand the calling that's on our life, amen, and just keep on pushing through and pushing on because you have to understand it ain't about you. It's about what God is doing in you and what God has called you to, amen. So many people are waiting on you, amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for all that's on the line tonight. Because it is necessary, amen. God has called us for such a time as this. It's not by chance or circumstances, but it's what God is doing in this season, amen. And we just thank God for it because we couldn't be here. A lot of us went through a whole lot on today, amen, and didn't think we were going to be able to be on the line. Juan said it. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get on the line with everything that's going on with me and in me, Lord. How am I going to, you know, how am I going to lead this charge for the God? And he said, I'm going to lead the charge. I just need you to be in position. Amen. So sometimes you got to understand if you just be willing, amen. If you just be willing, amen, God will just have his way. Trust me, I'll put my words in your mouth. Amen. I'll give you what you need to say. I will be your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you many times when I was speaking, I just don't know how. And I, you know, even on Saturday mornings to pray, and I'm saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be your strength. Amen. And so I'm here by the strength of the Lord on tonight. To be honest with you, I'm truly on here by the strength of the Lord on tonight. I'm here every night by the strength of the Lord. But I'm telling you, God is really nothing but God. I'm telling you. So I'm just happy to be here because I didn't think. I said, Lord, I know you gave me this assignment, and I've been able to fulfill all that you've given me. But, Lord, right now, I'm going through something, and it's hard. I'm going to pray for somebody else right now. You know, the Bible says when Job prayed for his friends, God, he's not for himself. It said, the Bible tells when Job prayed for his friends, God blessed him and gave him back double than what he had
all
before.
Right now.
He didn't say that Job had given Job everything back, and then Job prayed for his friends. The Bible says when Job prayed for his friends, God blessed him.
Yes.
He gave him double. So Job didn't wait until everything was in order in his life before he prayed for others. My Lord, my God, somebody going to get it tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you be like, I can't pray for nobody. I can't pray for myself. I'm going through right now. I'm going to pray for someone. God said, this is what I really want to use you at right here, right now. Are you going to be able to do it? Because many in the Bible, they were hurt, they were wounded, they were beat, they was hurt, they were sick, and they still was doing the work of Jesus called them to do. But now they got all kind of excuses. I got to go do this. I got this going on. Oh, Lord, I can't do this right now. Oh, Lord, that's just too much. Everybody needs something. Well, Lord, we thank you. We are here. And we trust you, God, for the more. More of you, oh God. Amen. More of you. We come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. We know that everything else, see, we got it all mixed up. We got it all out of order. So I pray for divine order in our lives where we've been seeking things and to have more things of this world and not seeking God. Understanding when we get God, we get everything that we need. And then some, we serve a God of more than that. He's able to take the little chips we have and command the increase on increase in it right now. Then you be trying to figure out, wait a minute, I thought I was the bottom of this climb. It just keeps
on serving.
Come on.
That pot just
Come
keep on serving and serving because God has commanded an increase on it. So you can't
Come
run out
on.
When God
Thank
commands
you.
An increase. It's an overflow that's going to be left
yes,
over. Like,
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight our scripture is coming from the book of Acts 16, and then we're going to have our prayer petition. I don't want to keep us long on the line. You know, we have a good time at this midnight hour. Can't nobody tell us nothing
yeah.
when we get on here and say it.
All right now.
We go through some ache, some pain, some heartache, some trouble. But if we just get back and just get to the line.
Yes,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be coming out the book of Acts chapter 16, and that's going to be verse 31 to 34. Acts 16, verse 31 to 34. The Bible says, in the New King James Version in Acts 16, 31 to 34, the Bible says, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household.
Yes,
when we look at the scripture here, Sam, and understand that what happened, first of all, Paul and Silas' reputation in Philippi was well known. So when the jailer realized his own condition and need, he risked everything to find the answer to his question. Apostle Paul and Silas, they shared with him the good news of salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When we recognize Jesus as Lord and trust in him with our entire lives, we receive salvation. If you have never trusted in Jesus to save you, do so quickly. Amen. Your life can be filled with joy, just like the jailers. Here in verse 31 through 34, Apostle Paul and Silas took the family unit seriously. So the offer of salvation was extended to the jailer's entire household, his family, and his servants. The jailer's faith is not what saved them. They all needed to come to Jesus in faith and believe in him in the same way the jailer had. Amen. Yet his entire family did believe, and we're all saved. Don't doubt that God can use you to introduce Jesus to your unbelieving family members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer. We're going to start with you and Sharon. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I did take a look at that verse what Twan was talking about. It stuck in my mind. Get closer to God. That's my prayer daily. Every day that he wake me up, I thank him for giving me this day to get closer to him and the heaven. Because when I leave here, I'm not worried about what's in here in this earth. I ain't worried about anything. I worry about where I got to go.
Yes,
this is just me a stepping stone. Okay.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So my prayer every day is to get closer and closer to God.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I mean,
hallelujah.
Time,
amen.
But I've been feeling so good and so refreshed. I had me a good old cry yesterday because I thought about all the bad stuff that I did throughout my life, and he still loved me.
Yes,
praise God. And it made me saddened to know some of the things that I've done, and he still loved me and seen me through. And I'm a woman.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, as we come on tonight with all faith with your Lord, oh God, and Lord, as she petition on tonight to be closer to you, Father God, amen, to do your will, Father God. Let thy will be done in the life of your daughter, amen. Not my will, but God, your will, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for spiritual life and spiritual growth for you, Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let her, oh Lord, let her receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let her. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare your goodness, as we decree and declare your hand upon the life of your daughter. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Ooh,
yes, Lord.
Cousin
Dorisa,
God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to pray for everyone on the line, and I thank everyone for sacrificing their sleep and get on the line, because really, we're on this line in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Lord, we just pray for everyone that's on the line tonight, oh God, as all have come to receive it, all receive, oh God. Let there be an overflow of your goodness, oh God, and favor in their life, oh God. Let all faith and see, oh God, that you're still good, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for continued blessing and your continued favor, oh God, to be upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we pray for long life, amen, good health and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus of Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you'll continue to be with us and walk with us, amen, and keep us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ryan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for that.
My prayer for this one would just be to be continuously shameless for the gospel.
Amen.
I heard gospel, but I didn't hear the other part.
To be shameless for the gospel.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, it's our prayer. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, with all faith, touching and agreeing with your daughter on tonight, oh God, that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost all the days of our life, oh God, that she will not hold back, oh God, hallelujah, in the presence of her family or friends or co-workers, oh God, that she will speak your word, oh Father God, that she hears, oh God. Lord, I pray let her not be tricked by the worldly things or possession or conversations or people of this world, oh God. Oh Lord, let your peace be upon her, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, I pray let every need be met, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, strengthen her spirit, man. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree in the crowd. Hallelujah. Your faithfulness, your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Your good works, amen, in the life of your children. Oh Lord, let her receive all good things. Hallelujah. Good, oh God, that coming from you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for the God. We decree and declare by faith in your soul, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Yes. Okay, I can talk now. My prayer petition is, I was thinking about it today. My prayer petition is that I would like for my friends, my friends and my family, all those that I'm connected to, I pray that they would come to really know God, and I pray that they would get what I would say, soul insurance. You know, everybody is worried about life insurance. You know, I want to make sure I get buried, but what's going to happen after you get buried? Do you have soul insurance? Are you insured?
Yeah.
Are you going to, I want them to know, to have a relationship, even to have an encounter with God, even if it takes for them to experience a miracle, to know that God is real, for them to have a midnight deliverance like we are having on tonight in these 21 days. I want that for my family, my friends, and those that I am connected to.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we come on tonight, we come touching and agreeing. We combine faith with your daughter, Lord God, that all this your love and concern about every family member is praying associate God. Oh, Lord, that you would draw them near, oh God, even at this midnight hour, Lord God, that they may receive in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may be filled with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, oh God, that they will know that you are God, amen, the living God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, it's our prayer tonight that all be saved, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let there be a revival, oh God. Set them a fire with the Holy Ghost, amen. Let the fire become like a flame, oh God. Let the fire increase in them, oh God. That anywhere they're around, oh God, they will catch fire of the Holy Ghost, whether it be at home, at work, amen, in the school, on the bus, in the car, in the supermarket, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over the life of our family and friends and loved ones, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and washes them, sanctifies them, justifies them, heals them, redeems them, and makes all things new. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you,
God. He blessed your name. He come up and see it in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for my mama called drop for healing for her body. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's in my prayer tonight. Mama Karen Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I agree with all the prayers tonight. Because, like, everyone wants to be closer and closer to God. And that's something we all want, to let our little light shine. So I pray for us already in the name of Jesus. Because I want to be closer and closer every day to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Mama Sharon Gordon, for touching and agreeing for every prayer that went forth on tonight. God bless you. I pray that God would continue to use you. Amen. Mighty. I pray that God would do a new work in your family. Amen. That all will see and know that you've been called by God for such a time as this. Amen. That you will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost like never before. That all who come in encounter with him will be changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, huh? That they call up in love and say, how can I be saved? Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
I just got to give up.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for you because I know the Lord sent you to pray for all of us because your prayer is strong.
Hallelujah.
I'm in that position to pray for us and get this family together.
Praise God.
I thank God for putting you in that position.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you and Sharon. Hiya. Oh, God, we love you. Thank you. Amen. Pastor Manny, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate every single praying warrior that's on the night. I really do appreciate it. Most of the time at this time of night, I'm getting in the truck and I'm heading out of town. And I drive pretty far. I drive about here up there, a little bit past Dallas, in the middle of the night. And I can tell you this, night I didn't do it tonight, and I'm glad I didn't, because I got a chance, to to hear the hearts of each and every one of y'all. I got a chance to pray with y'all. And, you know, I've received something, you know, that I really can't even explain. It's a kind of joy that you just can't explain. Yeah. I know that comes from God, you know, just being right here, you know, each and every one of y'all. And I do want, you know, at this time, you know, for every single body, you know, just to help me to pray, you know, for my household and pray for my family, you know. It's not easy to being a pastor or being a person, you know, that's a leader, because a lot of times, you know, we would, you know, do a lot of the praying and ward for people, but you know, we need prayer just as much as anybody else needs prayer.
Amen.
So, amen. Just pray for me and pray for my family and
the
every single thing, you know, that we go through each and every day.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We come right now. We come believing and trusting for a mighty move of God in this household and the household of your children, oh God. Lord, wherever the enemy has caused confusion, oh God, let peace come and be still. Wherever the enemy has caused division, oh Lord, we pray for divine unity right now. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround, that you can divinely intervene and turn it all around for us. Lord, help us to surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. Let thy will be done, oh God, coming out of self, oh God, and remembering who we are in Christ Jesus, amen, that you've called us to love you one another, that we will operate in love of Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let every need be met in every household, oh God. Let there be no lack, oh God, of your goodness, oh Lord, of your provisions, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We know what the world says, oh God. We know that it's oh God, but you're in control over all things, oh God. And we decree and declare no lack, oh God. We decree and declare no setbacks, amen. No missed opportunities, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare no sickness, no disease, oh God. No pain or discomfort will come near our home or in our home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We speak the joy of the Lord, the joy and the strength of God that we serve. Amen. The Most High God, and hallelujah, the true and God. And we just want to say thank you for the God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home and all that we have and all that we will have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we know that you're God that is able to do it, oh God. We know that you're able to do it right now, Father God. So Lord, we ask, oh God, it can be thy will, Father God. Let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I know, Lord God, that you want us to be stress-free. We know that you want us to be healthy. We know that you want us to live a prosperous life, oh God.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We know that all good things coming from you, Lord God. And we thank you for your goodness as we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord shall hallelujah overtake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the expected end. We decree and declare we walk in expectation, amen. We walk by fellow. We walk. We thank you, Lord God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord God, that you've increased our faith, oh God. Hallelujah, that we can see it before we see it, amen. That we receive it before we have it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because, oh God, you say we have it, so we have it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you say we're healed, then we're healed, amen. If you say we're delivered, then we're delivered. If you say we're set free, then we're free, and we're free indeed. If you say we got it, then we got it, amen. And we just want to say thank you, and we believe it, so we shall receive it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind his eyes and deafen his ears. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare destruction upon the enemy right now. Amen. We just want to say thank you. Say you are alive. We are a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We ask, oh God, for restoration, oh God, that you will restore everything that the enemy has taken away from us.
Amen.
We decree to have restoration tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill us all on this line with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you for turnaround. We thank you, Lord God, for financial increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless y'all on the line for the sake of the time on the line before the line hangs us up. God bless you, Pastor Manny. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Y'all continue to pray for us. Amen. Continue to pray for our husband and our family. Amen. Because the enemy is definitely busy, you know, just trying to tear apart what God has put together, because the enemy understands and knows the power that you bring together. Mm-hmm. And I always say this, if you ever been on the line, is that we know that there is power in numbers. Amen. When I say that, the enemy knows when there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, he understands that kind of power. There's power in agreement. If we can stay in agreement, amen, especially in our marriages, because the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. I just pray for the strength of every marriage. Amen. That God will just touch in a mighty way, Lord, and just help us. We just pray for your help right now in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people may not understand, but God knows and God understands the plan that he has for us. And we just ask God to help us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I pray that any of us that's operating in darkness, amen. If that light in you is darkness, I pray that you'll come to the true light of God and let the marvelous light of God that he gives us to operate in us, because we are that light, amen. And we thank Jesus for it, because we have Jesus on the inside. The greatest he that's in us and he that's in the world. As we get ready to close out on tonight, I'm just going to pray prayers. We don't have much time here. But, again, I thank you all. Father God, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done here on tonight.
Thank
on this line. In the life of your daughter, Sharon Mack, the life of your daughter, Teresa Jones, the life of your daughter, Cara Billett, the life of your daughter, Ryan, the life of your daughter, Twan Leday, the life of your daughter, Sharon, and your son, Dorsey, Manny, and myself. But I thank you, God, that whatever it was, oh, God, amen, before we came here, God, that it's not of you, that it's been uprooted, amen, and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, God, that joy has come, amen. We thank you that turnaround is here. We thank you for your blessings and your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh, God. We just want to say thank you that we won't worry about what man say, oh, God, but be focused on what you see and what you called us to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare for verse 28, we are bold as a lion. We have boldness and access with confidence, our faith in Christ Jesus. We have much boldness in Christ. Hallelujah. We have boldness to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, grant us the boldness that we may speak forth. Amen. Lord, I pray with all prayers and supplication that we may open up our mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Oh, Lord, let us be much more bold to speak the word without fear. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, 1 Timothy 3:13. We have great boldness in faith of Christ Jesus. Amen. We come boldly to the throne room of grace and that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We will boldly say that the Lord is our help. Amen. And we will not fear what men would do to us. Amen. We have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. Let men see our boldness and know that we have been with Jesus. Amen. Let us be filled with the Holy Ghost, that we may speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. We will wait on the Lord and be good, hallelujah, and be a good church, amen. And we will, hallelujah, he will strengthen our hearts, amen. We will be strong and courageous. We will not be afraid, for the Lord is with us wherever we go, amen. We will be courageous to keep and do all that the Lord has told us to do, amen. We will deal courageously, hallelujah, and the Lord will be with us always, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we come praying for healing, not just for ourselves, but those in our family that are needing the healing, oh God. We decree in the class Psalm 118:17, we will live and not die, and we will proclaim the name of the Lord our God. Lord, you heal all our diseases, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heal, oh Lord, and we will be healed, amen. Jesus, God, oh, our life, we're healing in your wing. We decree in the class 13:2, we will prosper and walk in health, even as our soul prospers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Matthew 18:17, Jesus carried our sickness and infirmity.
bodies, amen. So we decree and declare that we're healed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs,
right,
our bones,
now,
our breath, our backside, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, and stomach. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in any part of our bodies, we rebuke and cast out our fears of causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, amen. Heart attack, stroke, kidneys, and the team of arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak healing and strength to our bones and muscles, our joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood,
right,
marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare victory. I decree and declare we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free. And we have faith in Christ in abundance. And we thank you for, Lord. For the God, as we leave this night, we give you your presence. Lord, we ask that you bless our sleep on tonight and those in our family and all this in our household. Let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit that creeps at night to cause nightmares or insomnia or disturbance in our sleep. And we decree and declare that we will sleep well
right
in you, for
now,
the God, for you that gives us rest. And we thank you for, Lord. For the God, we ask that you speak to our hearts on tonight. Let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we thank you for, Lord.
Amen.
We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. And we are blessed. And we'll go from glory to glory to glory. And walk in riches in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, we have about a couple of minutes here. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. But kind of make it short because this line is going to hang us up in a few minutes. Or just say amen. We're going
to
start with Jay Sharon. God bless you. Go ahead.
What things say? I was sleepy, but baby, when this prayer started, I'm probably going to be up to like 5 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah.
I'll be the same way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love
we love you so much. So good to have you. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, boy.
Amen.
Cousin Doretha, go ahead. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ryan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say this is a good time. Like, I pray to see today that all of my family is on the line, because my family alone is just a good time. But for us to have a good time in the Lord, like this, for Aunt Sharon to be on the line, I love her. I love you, Aunt Sharon. And, you know, our family as a whole, our family as a whole is just funny people, but to have a good time in the Lord is just it's amazing time. So I thank God for it.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we have a good time on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Mama Cherry Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I can say amen, amen, and
amen.
God
amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. God bless you. We love you, Mama Cherry Gordon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, again, I appreciate it. There's one somebody that's on the line. You know, God is he's really working with you. You have a lot of fire that's in your mouth right now. I heard you. There was scripture that was coming out. I can't remember exactly what your name is. I think your name is by Quan or something. But you just, Quan. Is it Quan?
Quan.
You keep on moving. Quan. Okay.
God
bless you. Keep on moving towards the Lord. I remember when I was there. I remember that place that you're in right now. I remember I was there. You just keep on moving towards the Lord. God is doing a new thing in your life, and you receive that.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I receive it. Thank you,
man.
God bless everyone on the line. I thank God for you. Love you. Look forward to being back on the line at midnight. Amen. Tell somebody to come on the line at midnight. We decree and declare a revival on this line. We thank God for it. And so we just thank God for everyone. Thank God for Pastor Manny for being on the line tonight and being able to be in position. So God bless you. God keep you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that Christ is your Redeemer, that your past has been forgiven and forgotten, buried in the deepest sea, remembered against you no more. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Master of your life. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God
amen. 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 Bless the end of the Lord.
I got to get some phone numbers.
Hallelujah.
I need some phone numbers. I need Sharon and Dorita phone number.
Okay.
601-807-6566.
What?
601-807-6562.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.